Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you, mate. So immigration plays a very important part in not only Australia's past, but also our future. So firstly, can you outline some of the economic benefits related to immigration?
Absolutely, yeah. So as you said, Australia is a migrant nation. We're built on our strong levels of migration over many years, and we've got actually a very strong and successful migration program that brings in lots of benefits. So firstly, there's the social and cultural benefits that migrants bring. They often are young and skilled, so bring in, come here and they work, contribute to the budget, fill in skill shortages. And in the aggregate terms, the Productivity Commission thinks that migration adds about 7% to real GDP in the longer term. So, yeah, as you said, migration is very important to Australia and provides a lot of benefits.
In the article that you've authored, it says that over 2 million migrants have relocated to Australia over the last decade. So the question is, are we keeping up with the supply and demand of new homes required to house these numbers?
Yeah, that's the thing that we looked at in our overall report on housing affordability. So we looked at all the things that are contributing to the very high house prices we see, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne. And along with migration, we found things such as falling interest rates, strong incomes growth, and on the supply side, sluggish home building over the past decade in particular. So since immigration has ramped up from about 2005 onwards, when international students and a lot of skilled workers started arriving in Australia, home building hasn't really kept up with demand for new houses, and that's contributed to rising prices.
So you mentioned that there's quite a few factors. This is one sort of subset of this report. It's quite a complex equation, I guess, as to what are the actual, all of the interplay between these factors determining the price.
Yeah, so we definitely don't single out migration as being the sole cause of rising house prices. It's just one of many factors that have come into play, sort of create a perfect storm over the past 20 years that have seen prices really skyrocket. Some of these things are good, such as rising incomes and falling interest rates. Some are poor policy choices, and they are things such as that things that have inflated demand for housing, that's things like negative gearing, the capital gains tax discount, and on the supply side, at state government level and local government level, that's planning policies. So not letting or restricting the supply of housing, so not enough housing is built to meet people's housing needs, and that's contributed to rising prices.
You mentioned an increase in migration since around 2005, which is partly responsible for increased population. But is there like a federal framework looking like an overarching policy related to population rises?
There is some extent. So there's a permanent migrant intake of 190,000 people a year, plus a humanitarian intake, which has averaged about 15,000 a year over the past few years. So that's the number of permanent visas issued, but then there's a large amount of temporary migration, and that's what's really driven a lot of the increase recently. So that's things like international students arriving on temporary visas and people on skilled working visas coming here. So from about 2005, when these rules were changed around temporary skilled visas, and also when Australia became a much more popular destination for international students, that's when migration has really picked up. In terms of a population policy, that's one of our recommendations in the report, is for the government to create or have a discussion with the Australian public about population growth and immigration and develop a nice, clear and coherent population policy.
Yeah, so it seems as though what I can glean that underpinning this issue is that we do have this increase in population. We have loads more of these temporary visas being granted. We have lots of students, which is great. But you mentioned the idea of a sluggish growth in houses. So, I mean, these people need to live somewhere. To deal with this problem and to make sure it doesn't get worse in the future, what were some of the kind of key policy recommendations that you put forward in this article, but also in kind of the overarching report that this article is related to?
That's right. Yeah, so we're in, as we'd say, a third best policy world. That's running very strong migration, but very poor housing construction side. The best policy is to run our very good skilled migration program and humanitarian program as well, but basically build more houses. So our chief recommendation is that state and local governments need to fix their planning rules to allow more housing to be built in the inner and middle ring suburbs of our major cities, which is where people want to live because it's close to jobs, it's close to transport, And you can see that reflected in high house prices, that people want to live in these areas. So that's our main recommendation on the supply side. Then there's a bunch of things the government can do to limit demand for housing. They include things like cutting back the capital gains tax discount and limiting negative gearing, changing the age pension assets test to include some of the value of the family home, enforcing rules on foreign investment in housing, and changing land taxes as well. So a bunch of those things on the demand side can have a more immediate impact. In the medium term, in the longer term, addressing supply by allowing more houses to be built is the key.
Okay, that's a very interesting array of approaches. I was kind of asking that as a finalising question, but something that you said piqued my interest. Are we talking about this whole discussion, is this about cities, or are we talking about rural areas as well?
It's predominantly a cities problem. We've seen most migrants, I think about 80% of migrants move to our major cities, and that's particularly Melbourne and Sydney in recent years. We're just seeing record levels of net overseas migration. And we've seen price pressures are strongest in the cities, but also on a number of measures, houses are quite expensive when you compare it to incomes in our regional cities as well. But it is more of a cities issue, yes.
Okay, well, thanks for that, Trent. It's been really interesting. Thanks for coming on to 2SER.